Blog Talk Radio.
Hoping to get you back up and fully away. When your life is at stake, I'm just doing what it takes. Do you have the heart to be an EMT? Do you have the bravery to be a firefighter? When things get hectic, when they get tragic, do you have the courage to be a paramedic? Made of the few, only rare select. Stand up, show yourself, command respect. Show them what you got. Show them who you are with the patch on your shoulder, saving lives. Blue Star.
And with 128 days, 9 hours, 29 minutes, and 16 seconds left till the big dance in Vegas, this is One Union 801, the webcast on Blog Talk Radio. I am John Broyles, SSGJ Broyles on Facebook, John.Broyles1 on Twitter, 347-826-7894 is the number to call in tonight as we get ready to talk to our guest, the man in charge of the paragods himself, Mr. Sean Allen. And
hey, how
I'll
you
just
doing,
go
John?
Ahead. How we doing, Sean?
Yeah, I'm doing okay.
Season 2. So far, it's been just as great as Season 1 was.
Yeah, we think so. We think we definitely stepped it up this season. We feel it's a lot better than the last. You know, the writing has gotten better, the acting, everything. Just the whole, the look of it is a lot better, and we're happy with it.
Yeah, and for those that missed out last time you were on, I basically crammed the whole season into, one afternoon, and I did not give away the season ender, which was the two medics, one, they both got shot, but one didn't make it.
Right, yep. One died in the line of duty.
Yeah. And line-of-duty deaths are never something to joke about.
Not at all.
When you did the season opener, that funeral scene was just marvelous.
Yeah, you know, and that's what we tried to do. We tried to, you know, make it realistic. You know, I'm not sure how it is across the country, but here in New Hampshire, that's kind of how we treat our fallen firefighters and EMS people. Is with a funeral like that, and that's what we ended up doing.
Now, with season one very firmly etched in our memories now, what was the actual reaction from everybody as you were going along and, you know, shaking babies and kissing hands? How did everybody feel about the show?
Well, are you talking about from the ending with the two medic shot, or are you talking about the show in general?
Oh, from, yeah, the show in general, from the pilot until episode 206, which I believe is getting ready to go on deck.
Well, we definitely got a lot of, a lot of good feedback, you know, but we did get some negative feedback, and the only real negative feedback we got was about the adult language. People were not happy with the amount of swearing that was involved. So we took that in consideration, and we went back and we toned it down with the language. I can't say we toned everything else down, but we definitely toned the language down. We got good feedback.
Great.
I don't know if we spoke last time about how in the EMS field, you know, we don't have that tighter a bond like they do as firefighters do. So we weren't welcomed with open arms from the EMS community.
Oh, well, and of course, you also had competition from sirens.
We did, yes. They kind of hurt us a lot. But to go back real quick, is the EMS people that actually did give us a chance realized that we weren't poking fun of us as EMTs and medics, and realized we were only poking fun as just human beings, you know, like interaction with each other and not with the profession.
Did that change people's minds a little bit once they realized that?
those who actually went and watched the show, yes, they realized it's like, oh, this is not what it's about. You know, they just thought it was going to be EMS bashing, and which it wasn't. What was your take on it? Did you?
I thought it was funny as all get out, and I did figure that, you know, it was just the antics in between, you know, when you're at the station and you're one guy never wanting to have a banana again.
right.
But, yeah, just picking on each other. But on the, when you're actually doing the job, everybody is just doing the job.
Right.
Doing it the best they can.
Yeah. No, but, yeah, Sirens, you know, they kind of, they were our competition, even though people don't know it, but we have been around a lot longer than Sirens has been. And we, you know, unfortunately, Sirens had money to throw around, which we didn't, so we weren't able to promote like they were. And, you know, they had that big name behind them, which was Dennis Leary. So, and a couple of the deals, because since we last spoke, I think we've had two deals on the table that were later, they were taken away from us. And one of them was because they wanted to see how Sirens would play out, which did not end up doing well in the ratings. And that's probably why they were canceled. And, yeah, so, yeah, so Sirens hurt us. And we were kind of up against them a little bit where the actual, I guess, the writers were watching our show and we were having some digs back and forth with each other. And I don't know if anybody who was a fan of Paragods and also was a fan of Sirens, they may have caught certain little things that where Sirens would throw Paragod stuff in. Like, it was their way of saying, we know you're there. Like, there was a scene where they were drinking Sanville beer, which is the fictional town that Paragods is, you know. And there is no Sanville. Like, Sanville, there is nothing named Sanville in America or even in anywhere in the world. So Sanville County is a fictional town, but they made a beer called Sanville.
Sanville.
And it was like their way of saying, hey, you know, we know about you guys.
Well, and, you know, I probably wasn't paying that much attention. I was too busy trying to keep from laughing hard enough to either wake D up or make a mess in my chair. What did you throw back at them?
There was a couple of episodes where the one was on the third episode, the breakfast incident, which one of the characters states, you know, one of the EMTs, the Kim character, she's like, oh, I saw something like this in an episode of Sirens. And then the other character's like, oh, we don't talk about that show. It's not realistic. So that was our little dig to them. And
That's going to be nice to see in the future. Although, since that's the 800-pound gorilla sitting here on my list, well, I saw that disturbing post on you guys' Facebook page last Saturday.
Right. there won't be a new episode this Sunday, but we will have the finale the following Sunday. And when you watch that finale, you will understand that post. But I can tell you that there will be more Paragods in the future. But when you see the finale, you'll understand that post.
Okay, because that kind of scared me. I'm like, uh-oh. That post means, oh, great. How am I going to work this, and what am I going to do for my Sunday entertainment? So that's a good thing, then. That's a good thing.
Yeah. Yeah, and then this finale that is going to happen is, like, it's completely different than anything Paragods has done, and it's going to actually, I think, make some jaws drop, and it's the you're going to leave it and go, wow. It's different than anything we've done, and this one is probably kind of, I don't know if you, for those who have saw last season's finale, where we were more on the serious side for it, well, this, it goes back to that same thing. It's a little bit more serious, and things get really heavy in this final episode.
Oh. And now, are the characters going to end up coming even more together, going down the way as they have so far in this season? You know, with everybody picking on Camel Toe, and of course, we all do that anyway. Go ahead.
Well, this will definitely, I think this episode will bring a few of the characters together, but then it's also going to divide some of them.
Oh. Oh, yeah. I can't wait. Now, I know that you basically had the same cast as last season, except for, you know, the one that passed on.
Right.
The line of duty death.
Right.
Yeah, and I'm working without my notes right now. So the young lady go ahead.
Oh, well, I was going to say, Chris Fisher did not come back, as unfortunately his character did pass away. But we brought in a new character, the Digger character, who's played by Mike Weiner. And what a great catch he was to have for our series. Great actor.
Yeah.
From the Boston area, and he's phenomenal, and that, he brought that character to life, and it's been a joy to write for him.
Okay. And then evidently the intern, I want to call her an intern because that's what they are over here. The third seat, little bitty basic.
Becomes a little blonde Gwen.
No, I'm talking about the brunette.
Oh, the chief's daughter?
Yeah.
Oh, yes. Nope, she didn't come back this for season two.
Okay.
We felt we kind of did all we could with that storyline, and we wanted to focus more on the firefighting and EMS portion of it, so we felt we didn't need to write any more for her character.
Okay. And you didn't really want it to become too much Rescue Me.
Right.
And what I'm doing right now is I'm calling it, you know, I'm basically calling it up here on the computer so I have a little more stuff to go with. Yeah, that's kind of bad. Here I am, I'm hosting, and I'm asleep at the wheel this week. Of course, I've had...
That's okay.
Yeah, it's one of them things. And, okay, I'm just going to do this easy.
How's life out there in Ohio?
Ohio, I don't know about, but Illinois, it's getting nice and warm.
Sorry about that, John. Illinois, that's
okay.
Right.
That's okay. We're doing okay. Nice and warm, I know, for right now. I know that much. But after seeing the weather that's coming, I'm like, or at least seeing what's going on in Colorado, and I'm looking, I'm like, uh-oh. I'm just hoping that stuff doesn't come over on this side. Okay, that's one thing I definitely want to ask about, or if I got to wait like everybody else. One thing I've always been wondering since the first episode we saw her, I think her name is Sam, the little redhead. The girl that uses the men's room.
Oh, yeah. Yes.
That's I'm like, okay, I'm like everybody else. Is she or isn't she?
Which, well, you know, that's one of those things, you know, where we all are waiting to find out. And I think that's what's nice. It, you know, keeps you guessing. And you'll notice, like, all the even the characters in the show try to find out, but every time they get close to finding out or asking, something happens and they don't get the answers. So hopefully we do in the final episode, but if not, we may have to wait for future ones.
And then we got the little Gwen, Miss Anger Management.
Yeah. Yeah.
Now, what, I know there's something that had to happen in between seasons that caused that character to go into lose her job and have to go into anger management. Was there something that wasn't really shown yet or is getting ready to be shown?
Well, no. What happened in the season finale of season one is she ended up beating up Chad, and she was put on leave and had to go through anger management. And as we saw in the opening of season two, she couldn't even do her anger management class without getting into a fist fight. And so she's kind of stuck in limbo there right now, trying to get through her anger management class.
And that in itself is pretty damn funny.
Yeah.
Okay, in the chat room, Tina just asked, isn't Gwen the... Yeah, she's the little blonde who's angry all the time.
Yeah.
And, okay, I like the one I do remember with the company party, Camel Toe, accidentally ordering a couple blow-up dolls instead of Rescue Randy's.
Yes, yeah. Yeah, oh, we had a blast filming that episode. And a lot of that was a lot of improv, and, yeah, we had a blast coming up with that.
Now, when you're coming up for ideas for shows, do you take suggestions from those of us in Fire and EMS, or is it all from your past experience, or is it basically a little bit of both? Or
It's a little bit of both, you know. For those who don't know, I actually do this job for a living. I'm a... EMT by day and filmmaker by night, and a lot of the ideas have been things I have seen over the years, and you know, and whenever I meet somebody on the street and like, oh, you're, you know, Sean from Paragods, the chief, and then they always give me their ideas, like, you know what would be funny for your show, and they give me some, and some of them we use, and but even some of the actors on the show start talking about things that they see going on in their lives, and they're like, this would be funny for Paragods. And it's not always, you know, EMS related or fire related. It's just about everyday life. And I think that's what goes on a lot between the Digger and Special Ed character, especially his dating, Digger's dating, you know, which has been a lot of fun doing.
Well, it's a lot more dating than what Special Ed's getting.
Exactly. And, you know, and we try to, we've been comparing a lot to, like, Seinfeld, you know. It's a little bit about everything, but yet, you know, it's really about nothing, but just about everyday life, you know, just funny things, the way you talk about incidents that happened in your day. And that's kind of what's been going on.
Well, that'll work. So far, you've got 5 episodes up, which is... I've had really my sides are recovering. And we got to wait a couple more weeks for the sixth episode, which is your season finale. Am I right?
Yes.
Okay, so is that basically how... Are you going to keep running it like this, 5 or 6 episodes for a season? And
yeah,
I know, it does take a amount of time to make.
Oh, it takes a lot of time to make an episode. And, you know, when you don't have much of a budget to make these episodes, it makes it tough. So that's kind of what's been slowing us down. And, you know, we're making them while we're waiting for, you know, to see, you know, what happens with our future. And, you know, it's like every time we kind of get close to having a deal where somebody's going to pick us up and something goes on and we either lose the deal. But we're just having fun, so that's why we kept making it. And, you know, we'll keep doing it. You know, right now we get some more people looking into the show. We'll wait and see what happens. And if nothing happens, you know what, we're still having fun, and that's all that matters.
Yeah, that's all. Okay, I'm just going to run through some of these characters and basically how you came up with some of them. Let's start off with, we figured the Chief would be modeled after you. That's no problem.
yeah, pretty much, yeah.
How did you guys come up with Cameletto?
Well, that was just a few of us just sitting around, and we figured we needed that one bad guy in the show that you wanted everybody to hate, but either love to hate. And we just thought it had to be, and we all have that guy, whether it be an EMS, you know, in the fire service, or even just in any job that anybody does, has that one guy that thinks they know it all, thinks he's above everyone else, but yet is basically the class clown. And that's kind of how we came up with Camel Toe, and we thought of everything that we could make him look like an idiot. That's what we threw at it. That's how we came up with him.
And there's still more to making him look like an idiot. That's that's the nice thing. You can keep him keep him in stitches. Now,
I was just saying, Chris Doobie is great because, you know, I basically give him, you know, an idea of what I want him to do with, you know, his character Camel Toe, and then he will take it and then add even more to it that just makes it over the top funny.
Now, let's see here. Special Ed, how did you come up with the idea for his character? I know we all have that one slow one, but...
You're right. Yeah. Well, when Paragods first started, we had this character that I actually had as a partner, and he was the Sherman character. For those who may have remembered back when we were throwing little clips up here and there of Paragods, and the original banana incident, we had the Sherman character, and people loved him, but unfortunately he wasn't able to come back to the show for a long term, so we just tried to find someone else that could be kind of like that character, and that's kind of how we developed Special Ed, and we brought Chris Estes on board, and Chris Estes made it his own, and he could never be the Sherman character, but we wanted something like that, and that's kind of how we came up with Special Ed. You needed that, I guess, dumb, innocent guy.
And he plays it very well. Especially right now as a partner to Digger.
Yeah, and he's a fan favorite.
That's now the alderman, or the around here we'd call him a mayor, commissioner. What is her actual title?
Selectwoman Karen Gordon.
Yeah, that one. How did you come up with the idea for that bitch?
She is a bitch, isn't she?
Yes.
Well, you know, you needed a bad guy, and you needed a real bad guy, and she was it. And you know, I think we all in the fire and EMS service have that higher up that sticks their nose into something that they know nothing about, and that's kind of how we came up with it.
I'd swear the very first couple of episodes, she reminded me of my ex-wife.
Yeah. Hey, John, is any way, because Cheryl Norton, I guess, is trying to call in from the show. Is she able to get in?
Well, I'm not seeing anything right now, but I did see one earlier. That might have been her, so if she's still trying, please implore her to keep trying.
What's the number?
347-826-7894, or you know what? Just for the hell of it, 888-488-5536. That's a toll-free one. We'll go ahead and open that one up.
All right,
888-488-5536. Oh, and I'm actually willing to bet that that's her right now.
All right, let's hope.
Yeah, let's hope, because, you know, it's, even though we're talking over her right now.
Hello?
Cheryl, are you there? You are.
I'm here.
Hi, Cheryl.
You can hear me?
Yes, we can hear you.
Oh, wonderful. I tried doing this earlier, but it didn't work.
Hmm.
Well, I'm glad you're here to help me with all these questions.
Oh, so what's going on? I think I missed a little bit.
Oh, we're just basically talking about how he came up with some of the ideas for some of these characters, you know, like Camel Toe. Everybody needs that. We need to heal, and the select woman. I swear, he was channeling my ex-wife.
Well, I think there's probably quite a few that fall into that category. So you're not alone.
What about your character, Cheryl? Are you going to be staying around, or how are you seeing yourself here after the end of the season?
Well, I don't foresee myself going anywhere at all. I think my character definitely develops into quite a bit more, actually. Each season is definitely, or each episode even, from the very beginning, kind of brings a little bit more and more into the heavy character. You learn a little bit more and more, and you start to get a little bit more information about her. She started off as like a newbie, and I think, you know, more and more starts to develop, not only of her professional, but her personal level as well.
Right. And after the season finale, what kind of, without giving away too much, what happens is really going to take her character to a whole new level. And
mm-hmm.
we're going to see probably something we've never seen from her character,
mm-hmm.
you know, later
oh.
on.
Yeah, it was very exciting. Again, not to give anything away, but that was definitely one of my best moments, filming-wise. It was definitely, I was excited about doing it, so can't wait for people to see it.
Okay, so you were excited about just unloading a whole magazine of blanks into Camel Toe?
Well, I mean, that is definitely exciting, but maybe we can bring that into another episode someday. No. But on a serious note, it's definitely worth watching, and it definitely shows something that you're not used to seeing from Heather. So like I said, it's definitely worth watching, but it was very, you know, special to me to do.
And Cheryl also directed an episode this season, which was episode 4.
Mm. Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
So you got to be on the. Oh, you got to be on the other side of the camera.
Oh yeah, yeah. It was quite fun. It was really fun. I was able to do the whole episode. What, Sean? In a day?
We did it in a day. Record time. I think it was the first one we completed on time.
Yeah. It was fun.
Wow.
Okay. Yeah.
And I think that what's been great about this season is we've been incorporating a lot of new people, giving them more jobs. So, you know, we had a few people direct episodes. We had some people edit, you know, some episodes. We brought in some new director photographers. So we've been bringing in a lot of fresh people to give us fresh ideas and to let us see it through different eyes.
Now, you said that Cheryl's episode got done in one day. How long does it normally take for you guys to shoot an episode? if Sean was running it?
Well, it all depends on, well, there's a lot of different things that can influence how long an episode will take, but, you know, it's just a matter of coordinating people and time and places. So, I mean, I'm not to give myself many kudos, but, you know, we didn't have to go too many places, so, which was nice. So that probably helped a lot.
Well, this season, we pretty much, we do one episode in a day, and then it probably takes about 80 to 100 hours for editing.
Yeah.
And some, you know, maybe some pickup shots we may have to do. But we have it down to a science now where we can pretty much get them done quickly.
Well, that is a wonderful thing, especially because you got another season to get ready to shoot, start off with. And as I'm looking at some of these older videos and the whole list, and so far out of this season, up until the dating incident, last week's, which has been you guys' favorite to do so far?
Oh, gosh.
My personal would be the barbecue, the second episode.
That was definitely the most fun to shoot, yes.
And we did, it was a lot of improv, too.
Yeah, the improv parts are great, you know, when it's not scripted and you get to have free range, which that's, you know, I will say, from an actor's point of view, is awesome to have someone like Sean allow someone to do that, to have free range and to have fun with their character and not be restricted and to allow them to explore it in different ways. So that's not something you're used to. And, I'm sure a lot of actors will understand what I'm saying, is that that's very much appreciated. And to give them that trust and it to come out the way that it does. So you don't always get to do that. So that's why this project is so much fun, because the people that we work with and Sean being the creator and everything that he's done is just amazing. So thank you, Sean.
Aww.
Well, it's sentimental. I mean, we've been doing this for a lot of years, so we have a lot of pride in it, and, you know, we've accomplished a lot. We've gone through a lot, and it just makes it that much more rewarding. That's all.
And the thing we would like I'm sorry to cut you off, Cheryl. Go ahead.
No. Go ahead.
Well, I was going to say, but the thing which, you know, a lot of people don't understand we need, because, you know, we do it for a very minimal budget, and what we really do need is for people to, you know, like us, share us, and get the word out about us. You know, I mean, even if you think it's like, I'm one person, what am I going to do? But one person can get 10 more people to see it. And the more that see us, the better chances we have at, you know, being able to do more episodes. So, you know, go on Facebook, like us there, you know, like us on Twitter, you know, share us to your friends, tell us about, you know, just tell your friends about us. You know, and if you're in the EMS field, realize we're not making fun of the profession. You know, we're keeping it real. We're trying to, you know, show most of it in a positive light. And we're, and like I said, we're keeping it realistic. We're not going to show scenes where it's like pads are on, you know, the defib pads are on, or, you know, we're doing a IV upside down. You know, we're trying to keep it realistic for the people in the field to say, hey, I know exactly what they're doing.
Okay. Now, see, I do know that everybody, or at least when in character, it's all BLS, if I remember correctly. Or are there any, does Sandville have any ALS folks?
Yes, the Digger and Ed character are ALS.
Okay.
And the Heather and Kim or Gwen character, they're BLS.
Okay. And then Camel Toe is just...
Camel Toe is a medic, but he doesn't do it. He's more on the fire side. And the Sam character would be an intermediate. So because we actually, believe it or not, we had somebody that kind of questioned us a lot about some of the scenes that they're like, well, why would, you know, Sam be doing ALS skills if she's a BLS unit? And it's like, well, she's an intermediate. And here in New Hampshire, intermediates get to start IVs, give medications, and
That's a standard curriculum for ILS anywhere, is give IVs, shock them, we can give meds.
Right.
And, yeah, I know because I'm going through it for the X amount of time.
Okay.
I would like to share a little story, if I could.
Go right ahead.
Just been working on this project, and everything that Sean has taught me, because I'm not a real MT, but from everything, because it's been realistic and everything that he showed me kind of stuck with me. And I was actually in a situation where something so simple actually came to play. There was an emergency that happened at my work where someone had had a seizure, and the ambulance was called, and they came. And, the whole situation happened where they had to bring the board in, and I was helping calming this person down because he was kind of coming to. And they put the board out with the straps, and from an actual scene that we've done on Paragods, I recalled exactly how you're supposed to strap somebody in on the board. And I was there, and they were there, and I just instantly did exactly that. And one of them looked at me and said, are you an EMT? I said, oh, no, I'm not. And just because of everything that was going on, I didn't want to get into anything. So I did that, and it was the right way to do it, which is not something normal people would really know. and then they started bringing him out. Everything had calmed down, and everybody was okay now. And the fire person that was there, because the fire and the ambulance had come, and he had said, no, seriously, have you had any medical training before? And I said, well, no. And my boss says, no, but she plays one on TV. So it was a very funny situation, and you don't normally get to say those no, I'm not a doctor, but I play one on TV kind of situation. So, I mean, I just wanted to share that information with you, is that because it's a real, that what we do, it really stuck with me, and I was actually able to use that information in a real life situation, and they were kind of impressed by that. So,
Sean taught you right.
That's
he
right.
He really did. So it was just instinct after that. It was like, oh, wow, I didn't even know this was happening, and it happened. So.
Now, Cheryl, do you, or would you happen to know if any of the other ones are like, okay, well, with what Sean just taught me, how about if I do try to dabble a little bit, go to school and get that little card and dabble a little bit, even on the volunteer side as EMS?
I have absolutely thought about that. I have, at least, because I think, especially, like I said, going through a real-life situation like that, it was very helpful. And being able to know what to do in a situation like that, I mean, why not, So I'm definitely interested in doing that, for sure.
Okay.
That's good, because we need more volunteers.
Yeah, we need more volunteers. That's for definite. I do know at the beginning of the show I mentioned that there was like 128 days, 8 hours and change. Are you guys by chance going to EMS Expo to the big show in Vegas to...
I would love to. If somebody would love to pay for me and Cheryl's way, we would love to come down there.
Absolutely. I almost swore, but I didn't.
No, we would love to. And we've thought about actually doing some EMS conferences, and we were going to do one here in the North Country, but unfortunately everybody's schedule was kind of busy, so we weren't able to. But we are hoping to hit up a couple this season or this year.
When is the one in Vegas?
September.
Oh, yeah. Well, anybody out there, I would definitely be interested.
And we'll do coach. We don't need full first class, right?
Yeah, I would definitely trade for whatever, pictures or whatever.
Careful now.
Yeah, be careful.
Well,
this is an EMS webcast, okay?
Not those kinds. Well, I don't know.
Well, after all, it is Vegas, so.
It is Vegas. What happens in Vegas stays in Vegas, right? Isn't that the thing? But no, on a serious note, that would be fantastic. That would be something we would absolutely enjoy.
Yeah, because what little bit I do when I share it, and some of the couple other the avid listeners of the show, they do share it on occasion, but get out there in it and and plug the show more. Especially when it's in the EMS community. It's like, wait a minute.
Yeah. And, I saw a lot of people kind of upset that Sirens has now been canceled. And, my thing to them is, Paragods is still here. Give us a try. You may actually like us.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I have people that, will message me, and it's so rewarding when they get to see the episodes and they tell me little tidbits of like certain scenes or certain lines, and it's so rewarding, and how they've they laughed hysterically over something, so it's definitely worth watching. You just have to share it, and especially this season. Anybody that has watched this season can see that it is so much better than the previous season. So we just keep getting better and better because we keep working out all the little tweaks and bugs and things. But we've added so much more substance, so much more quality, so much more professionalism. So we just need a chance. And the only way that happens is if people give us a try and share us. So I hope that happens.
Now, I do know that so far out of the first season and this season, my overall part that I have seen out of my whole time is my favorite is when Camel Toe gets suckered into buying a blow-up doll for the squad.
Oh, that was hilarious. there's so many things. It's so hard. We have to do the scene so many times just because we laugh so much.
I'm the biggest one that laughs when we're trying to film.
Oh yeah, you've actually been kicked out of the room from laughing.
Yeah.
I do know from the time he pulled it out of the box, it was like. This is what it does till he has to demonstrate it. That was just, that was brilliant. That was prime right there. I'm like, hey, I could actually see that happening on the Army side.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my gosh. One of the last episodes, someone had messaged me on Facebook and said the one with the... where I had to be careful about getting the chastity belt off of him. And they laughed hysterically and they showed that information to him. So it was quite fun.
Now, as long as it...
There's so many scenes, But even still, we still get comments about the banana lunch scene by so many people.
Would you ever consider revisiting that one, Sean?
Say that again?
Would you ever consider revisiting that? Just have special ed. Yeah, just have special ed accidentally have a banana in the break room.
Yeah. And we definitely would, you know, bring bananas back. And, you know, go back to that barbecue scene. We kind of mentioned bananas a little bit. What'd you think of that picnic scene, John?
Oh, my goodness. That was...
Unexpected.
Yeah.
Part of it I kind of did expect, but the rest of it was like, what the...
what the hell?
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
That was one of those things where I said, you know, we toned the language down, but that's about it.
That's about it. It's funny. All you have to do is not say the F word anymore, and look what happens.
And there you go, yeah. I'm about to say, Sean, did you have somebody else trying to call in? Because I see another number out of your area code.
Well, it might be a fan of the show or some other cast member.
Okay, well, they're not. I don't see the little whatever on here, so I'll just wait see if they hit the little button that makes a little light show up here saying, hey, I want to talk. So,
are you able to bring them on with us also?
I certainly can. Let me go ahead and do that.
I would love for you to.
That's awesome.
Yeah,
I didn't know how to do it at first. I tried, it said call, and I tried calling the first time, but it didn't work because I kept saying hello, hello, hello.
Yeah, because I told people to call in, so.
Yeah.
And I can actually say hello. You're on One Union 801, the webcast.
I would like to complain about how ridiculous your phone system is.
Mr. Camaletto. Oh.
Hello, Chris.
Hey. Had a few minutes of a break, so I figured I'd call it and check in on you guys, make sure you're not giving us too much of a bad name.
Oh, you bet.
Up in the Harlem of Berlin.
Let's put it this way. We've all been planning your character's demise.
Yeah, me too. He richly deserves it. I can't tell you how difficult it is. Sometimes, like, as an actual provider, I have to keep reminding myself, Chad always does it wrong. Like, Chad does everything that he's not supposed to do and everything that we hate as providers, so... Like, it's good to be the villain and to do it wrong, like, 100% of the time.
And to get suckered into buying a blow-up doll.
Well, you know, they have their uses, and I got to keep it, which was always nice.
That's how we pay our actors.
Well, you know, those late-night transfers, they get pretty lonely, you know, and sometimes, well, whatever.
That's something I forgot about. Chris, you're actually also in EMS, aren't you?
Yes, sir, I am.
And let's see, you're a paramedic up there, if I remember correctly. It's been a day or so.
Well, no, I'm actually, I own a private service up in Berlin, New Hampshire, in the North Country by the Canadian border.
Oh, and if you're looking for good basics, I know one. He's only been in EMT. Intermediate class four times, but
well, you
haven't
know,
we all?
It's a great field, you know. It's a good place to be, and you know, as a person that is in that field, like I feel as though I'm real happy with taking you know the lighter side of it and making it kind of like I think sometimes we take ourselves too seriously, and you know the job is 95% boredom and 5% terror. And to be able to laugh at ourselves, it's a very solid skill, and I think it's a good thing.
Okay. Now, how does Chris see Camaletto's progress during the last couple seasons? Because we all know that he's the heel, he's the moron, he's the the know-it-all medic we hate.
Well, I think in,
well,
the,
you,
in the second
you
season.
Love to hate.
Yeah, you know, at first I thought, like, the guy that played Colonel Klink there on Hogan's Heroes, that guy, he was a Jew, and his one stipulation for playing this commandant of a Nazi, you know, prison camp was that he could never come out on top and he could never come out ahead, and he took a lot of pride in that. And so when I got to play the villain, I was always like, I always want to lose, like, without fail, but... In the second season, like, I find myself almost being like, man, can the guy catch a break? Like, he's been chasing this woman around for God knows how long, and they've had their various ups and downs and ups and downs. And he, you know, I kind of hope for him. Just put it this way. Those two deserve each other. And, you know, if there's any justice in the world, they'll find a way to drive each other nuts for years to come.
Okay, and, yeah, Sean, can we, for next season, can Camoletto and the little goth terrorist just be on a truck for one shift together?
That would be interesting. That would probably throw Gwen back into more anger management classes.
Or you never know. Two go in, one come out. Gwen could come out smiling and, yeah,
but
Camel Toe.
It would be quite funny if Camel Toe ended up having to go to an anger management class as well, and that's where they met up.
Yeah, that's where they hooked up, yes.
Yeah.
Oh. Oh, yeah. That, I like that idea.
Yeah. Why
that
not?
Sounds,
for some
that
reason,
like a good
he
one.
Had to go. Yeah. maybe he did a cheerleading class and he smacked somebody by accident in the face, and they required him to go to an anger management class, and that's where, you know, Gwen, which is a frequent flyer.
John, this is how basically how we start writing for themes of Paragods is just like this. Like, you threw out an idea, and then we all sat throwing our ideas at it, and we see what sticks. And that's kind of how we, you know, ended up writing for this show.
Exactly.
I say he freaks out on
100%.
Some little kid. Like, for not kicking high enough or for not cheering loud enough. Like, he
exactly.
just screams like a little kid. Like that gunnery sergeant in Full Metal Jacket, you know, and show off the class he has to go.
See? No, that's a brilliant idea. And so that's what sticks, and then we start to fine-tune it, basically. So
well,
there we go. There's
people,
a scene.
If enough people like and share, you know, and pass the great gospel of Paragods around, I will take one for the team and belittle and scream at a little child for you guys, because sure, why not? One more step towards oblivion.
Hey, I had to scream out loud like a crazy woman right near a playground. So, we do very odd things for the passion of what we love to do.
Yeah. And
very true.
And there you go. I just gave you an idea, Sean. So it's,
see?
We threw
that, kudos
we threw,
to you.
We threw that piece of spaghetti on the wall and it stuck.
It did.
Exactly. And you know
that's
what?
How...
And we'd be happy to give you writing credit for it.
Absolutely.
Well, let's see how it pans out.
Guys, I got to run. I got a set call, but I'll. Good luck with everything, and I'll catch you guys later.
Bye, Chris.
All right. Thanks much, Chris.
Bye.
All right, bye.
Bye, Chris.
And there we go, Mr. Camel Toe himself, Chris Doobie from Paragods. And we are coming up on the 5-minute left mark, so we can go ahead and start putting things away on here. Now, let's see here. It's youtube.com/paragods. Am I right?
Yep. And you can also just go on the website paragods.com, and that'll take you to every place you need to go.
Yeah. Okay. And there we go. Now the season finale is not tomorrow because it's Mother's Day, but next Sunday.
Right.
It's at what time
about
again?
About 8:00. Usually 8:00 on YouTube.
Alrighty, and we will
Standard Time.
Yeah, Eastern.
Eastern Daylight Time.
Not
okay.
That Central Standard Time stuff.
Hey.
I mean, we do have fans throughout the country. I mean, we do.
We do.
So we have to state that, Eastern Standard Time.
Yep. Well, and then you have people who ask you, and you have to do the conversion in your head. What time is that in?
Right.
Yeah.
In Anchorage? I'm like, oh, shit.
Well, listen,
I've actually
had to
do that.
I just want to say I really hope that everybody tunes in and not only tunes into the finale, but I would hope if they haven't seen everything, they would start from the very beginning and work their way all the way through so they can get the full scope of how we've progressed, really.
Right.
And,
but you know what? If it's your first time you want to sit and watch Paragods, my thing would be start with Season 2, Episode 2.
Yes.
That I think would be the best place to start.
And then you'll understand everything and appreciate a lot.
Oh, yes. So, I was like, we're going to go ahead. We're going to stick a fork in this thing and call it done.
Well, thank you.
Thank you guys very much for coming on. And come to think of it, we did it around this time last year too, didn't we?
We did. Yeah.
Hey.
So wow. Thank you very much for everything, and we appreciate your support as well.
Yep, thank you, John, for everything.
You're very welcome. So we got Sean Allen and Cheryl Norton from Paragods on Facebook there, facebook.com/Paragods. Their Twitter is @Paragods. And like Sean said earlier, their website, paragods.com. It is a very funny and very good show, and it would actually, it helps it gives you a little laugh and it helps them out. Watch it. You'll enjoy it. So I'm going to go ahead and wrap things up for the night. Once again, Sean, Cheryl, thank you very much for coming on. Our next show will be in 2 weeks, and we're going to have author Jared Edgington on the show on the 23rd of April. And let's see, that would actually be our third anniversary show, wouldn't it? Oh, my goodness.
Congratulations.
Wow, 3 years. I'm surprised I survived this long.
Well, congratulations. You should be very proud. Awesome.
All righty. So we're going to go ahead and we are going to, before Gertrude gets a little mad and kicks me to the curb, there she is. Just told me I had a minute and a half left. Jared Edgington in 2 weeks. Once again, thank you, Sean. Thank you, Cheryl. This has been One Union 801, the webcast on Blog Talk Radio. This show is a member of the ProMed Network. See y'all in 2 weeks.
Have a good night. Thank you.
Good night.
Good night.